This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's military said Wednesday that shelling by pro-Russian separatists in the Luhansk region had killed one Ukrainian soldier and injured six others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed an order to call up some military reservists, citing a need to quickly staff up the nation's army. In a video address late Tuesday, Zelensky said, "Ukrainians are a peaceful nation. We want silence, but if we keep silent today, we will disappear tomorrow." Russian President Vladimir Putin has amassed 150 troops along Ukraine's border in recognized areas held by Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. He said Wednesday he is always open to finding a diplomatic solution. But he said the interests of Russia and the security of our citizens are non-negotiable for us. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken were due to hold talks this week about the crisis and set the stage for a summit between Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden. Putin's actions scuttled those efforts, with Blinken saying Tuesday that Russia, quote, has made clear its wholesale rejection of democracy. Biden on Tuesday cut off the Russian government from Western financing and imposed sanctions on two large banks, declaring that its actions in Ukraine were a flagrant violation of international law. The U.S. and Britain warned Wednesday of new malware attacks that attacks network devices, which the U.S. says has been commonly used by Russia. The warning comes amid heightened concerns that Russia would use cyber attacks to weaken Ukraine as its military encroaches on two regions in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Wednesday that three men pleaded guilty to crimes linked to plans to attack power grids in the United States to promote white supremacist ideology. Assistant Attorney General for National Security Matthew G. Olson said in a statement, quote, these three defendants admitted to engaging in a disturbing plot in furtherance of white supremacist ideology to attack energy facilities in order to damage the economy and stoke division in our country. The statement said the suspects each pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. The agency said the terrorists were preparing to carry out the federal offense of destroying energy facilities. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis concluded that domestic extremists have developed credible, specific plans to attack electricity infrastructure since at least 2020. The three defendants each face a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison. COVID-19 cases are coming down in the United States, but some experts say it's doubtful we'll ever reach herd immunity. At the University of Maryland School of Public Health, one doctor, Dr. Don Melton, says we're moving toward herd resistance but not herd immunity, and that means infections will continue. However, he says there is enough protection that future spikes likely won't be as disruptive as they have been. Taking a cue from demonstrators that paralyzed Canada's capital city of Ottawa for weeks, U.S. truckers on Wednesday plan to embark on a 2,500-mile cross-country drive toward Washington, D.C. to protest coronavirus restrictions. Organizers of the People's Convoy say they want to jumpstart the economy and reopen the country. Their 11-day trek will approach the Beltway around the United States Capitol on March the 5th. But according to a statement, they will not be going into the city itself. The Pentagon said Tuesday it's approved 400 D.C. National Guard troops to provide support at designated traffic posts, provide command and control, and cover sustainment requirements from February 26th through the 7th of March. And Hong Kong reported a record number of COVID-19 infections Wednesday as authorities announced the toughest social restrictions since the pandemic began to combat the surge. This as the city prepares for mandatory testing of all residents. Starting Thursday, residents will have to show their vaccine record to access venues including supermarkets, malls, and restaurants, and wear masks for all outdoor exercise. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.